Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
I did want to make one quick announcement before we adjourn. This is my seventh year. My term will come up next year. I got 1 year left in the term, and I've made a decision that I will not seek re-election at the end of that term.
I had the same reaction that Tenny Day Broughton had. No! Jared Moore is so good. Mayor D.C. Reeves is on the line with us. And now it's a weird time. We just got our schedules confused earlier. But Mayor Reeves, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir. Big announcement yesterday.
Yeah, I know. I had the same reaction you did and she did. Jared has been a friend that I've learned a lot from. When you're new into city government, it's nice to have someone you can trust that certainly puts the community first in every decision and that he's made before I was here, and certainly while I've been here. And as I said at the press conference, I really think he set the standard of what you hope to have when somebody represents a city, which is convictions and beliefs in that are good for the community. But also in disagreement, it was always handled diplomatically and always handled collaboratively. How do we get to yes, and how do we do something good for the community? And that's rare, and it was certainly appreciated.
I've been kind of saying this all morning that I would trust Jared with my money, with my kids. I trust him, and to the point where most people come and tell you, hey, the sky is green. You're like, come on. If Jared Moore told me the sky was green, I'd be like, well, I haven't checked this hour. it probably is.
That's right.
That's just, an honorable person. I wanted to talk with you about this this 9th and Creighton development, which, of course, has been in the works. It was going to originally be – it got a rezoning approved because it was going to be an Aldi over the objection of the neighbors, and now it's going to be a Circle K. And, of course, people are even more upset. I think you and I have talked about this. I know I've talked about it on air with some other people, but I've never understood why we can't do development plan contingent zoning approvals, where you've got this zoning change approval for 2 years for this project, and if this project doesn't materialize, the zoning reverts.
It's a good question, and it's certainly, I can tell you, it's one that we have been asking, and hopefully we can get something a little more modernized. Within state law, that's always the big question,
right?
What you can and can't do from a legal perspective, but as we've gone through our land development code, certainly this is, we're going to have different examples throughout the years of things that seem to make a lot of common sense that maybe aren't in our code or haven't been. That's why we do it, is to go through those things. And certainly I'm disappointed, and I think I certainly don't have a whole lot of sympathy for the change in plan, other than I do think it is important to point out that between the proposal and the development, Aldi was bought by bought Winn-Dixie, which of course there's a Winn-Dixie, a couple thousand feet away. So in defense of the notion that they just were making that up and then just decided to not do it, there were other outside circumstances that certainly caused that. Nonetheless, that certainly as a neighbor and as someone who is very passionate about hoping that the city can do what we say we're going to do, and we did in this case. But to your point, we're pretty limited on what we can do in this scenario. And if there's any hope for the future that can be changed, because of course your idea makes all the sense in the world, right? Hey, you promise you're going to do this. We can hold your feet to the fire. We do that in leases. We do that in contracts. We do that in all sorts of different contingencies.
Right.
If we were to donate a building at Baptist, we would say, we'll donate it to you so long as you do this, this, and this.
Right.
And so it can be done. And just unfortunately, be it archaic code, state law, or otherwise, I'd have to get the expert on. That hasn't been something that we could have as much teeth in this particular case.
I just know that every time we have rezoning hearings, this is the problem that legislators or the board complains about, is well, we like this project, but we don't like what could happen if we approve the zoning that makes this project right. lawful in that zone, and we'd like to limit against that. Well, I mean, good Lord, why should we be stuck with the box? It's all or nothing for the box. Why can't it just be the one piece? And, I mean, I get all the spot zoning concerns, all that kind of stuff, but it just there's got to be a way to approve the thing we like that is the exception without having to embrace all of the horrible stuff that comes with making that exception. That's, and you know, anyway, so.
Exactly. And listen, if government made perfect logical sense, then I'd probably have less gray hair than I have right now, and things would move faster. Because I've been in it for 3 years doesn't mean I can't zoom out and realize, you know, that there's some critical thinking that can certainly be done. And if there's anything that the city can control in that, we absolutely will take a look.
And as you say, I mean, look, Eastgate Plaza is, I mean, literally a block over, and, you know, they're going to get an Aldi. And by the way, though, I think it's bad for the neighbors. It's actually a really good location for a gas station. I made the point yesterday that there's not gas real close by there anywhere, which is kind of interesting. We're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Mayor, hang on for just 1 second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on free pest or termite quote, visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to report to you right now, nor any delays. I-10, I-110, everything is flowing smoothly. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Mayor D.C. Reeves. I mentioned this the other day. There is a story in Florida, Phoenix, about the county commissioners in some of the counties that were lambasted by Governor DeSantis and I think Blazing Goalie, if I remember correctly, that for their Doge failures and wasting all this money. Of course, we got lumped into that for a variety of things. At the time, you responded that these criticisms don't make sense and or with the Sanger, they're completely false. But let's wait and see what the final report says. And I said, OK, give the receipts. Show me the final report. It's been a month, 2 months. Have we actually seen the investigative results from the Florida Doge so-called expose?
We have not. And what we continue to do is do our jobs for 55,000 citizens, as we did before, during and after. And you know, when something hits my desk, we'll take a look and assess from there. But as of now, we have not seen a report nor even really heard any follow-up in at least a month, if not more.
All right. So they threw the bomb. They did a press conference. It got all the headlines, and there's been no substantiation whatsoever. Cool. turning to other matters. This is actually really neat. You and I were talking off the air before you came on this morning, and we were talking about you were at Amelia Island for, is it the Rodell Institute? Is that what it was?
Yeah. It's really cool. You get invited as a cohort of 24 people, and it's 12 Republicans, 12 Democrats that are only local and state, no congressional, federal folks throughout the United States. And so, for example, my class has the Attorney General from New Mexico and Massachusetts. It's got a state House member in California, in Hawaii. And then there's, you know, Ohio and actually several mayors, including Mayor Lily Wu from Wichita, obviously had a difficult year of tragedy with the plane crash in Washington, D.C. that came from Wichita. And then the mayor of Louisville, who is a friend and also going through, you know, something similar. So but the point of it is not we don't debate hot button issues against Republicans and Democrats. The whole idea is we do readings. We reread the Declaration of Independence, and we talk about it and what does it mean in today's society and how, you know, just
cool.
What's really cool is it's the whole idea is that you can be human beings that can be diametrically opposed on issues, but you're real people. And that's really the big takeaway. So it's learning and trying to teach all of our elected officials around the country about, you know, how we can try to do a better job of working together. And I would think probably no better time. They've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
Probably no better time to be in a class than right now, given what's going on and what our rhetoric is as a nation right now.
Man, I love the idea. I've not heard of this before, or at least if I had, I've forgotten. But that sounds like a wonderful thing. I love reading some of the original documents, thinking about the foundations of the country, and especially learning how to talk to people who generally don't see things our way. And, you know, the challenge, I'm sure you experienced this, but the challenge isn't so much that we have different facts, although sometimes that's the problem. The challenge is that we're operating from different paradigms, value sets, and hierarchies. And so, you know, the Republicans tend to talk in language that persuades Republicans, and Democrats tend to talk in language that persuades Democrats. And so we talk past each other because we're not addressing each other's worldviews and value systems, which is, you know, you can't persuade somebody from your value system. You've got to persuade them from their value system. And so learning how to understand theirs enough to talk within it fluently is vital, right?
Exactly. And that's what's cool. I mean, we basically lock ourselves in a room for a weekend. We meet for 8 hours, and again, we have hundreds of pages of pre-reading to do, all sorts of things. And that's what's cool is you actually see how people's minds work who don't necessarily agree with you, where
yeah.
if you read it on a Facebook comment or on a YouTube video, you dismiss it. But when you're actually sitting down with some intentionality and hearing people coming from where they're coming from, geographically even, you know,
yeah.
challenges that we wouldn't even think about here, you know, and you might say, hey, I still disagree with that, but I can totally understand now where that might come from, even if I disagree. And so it's pretty powerful, and it you know, really resonated with me. And it's, you know, it gives you kind of a punch list coming back here, working
yeah.
with people you agree with or disagree with. And so, you know, it was very cool. I got to do it's basically 3 meetings over 3 years, locking yourselves on a weekend and meeting together. And so we got one more in August, in Denver. And but it's an invite only thing. Certainly honored to be part of it. And it was a very cool experience.
I love it. I mean, it's, you know, it reminds me of something I don't probably say often enough on the radio, but the first rule of disagreement is agreement. Like, the first thing you should do when you find yourself in a debate with somebody is establish your common ground. You know, talk about, you know, oh, here's where we agree. It, first of all, it's disarming. Second of all, it's just like good philosophy to think about where you actually agree and you can build from there. Last thing for you for today, Mayor, is you talked a little bit about it yesterday, but I wanted to follow up. You were talking about 14th Avenue and Gregory and talking to FDOT about maybe closing off that intersection to 14th because of the turning and the rate of speed of people coming off the bridge. But this is separate from 9th and Gregory, where we've had all the red light runners, right? This is a different issue?
That's correct. This is right when you come off the bridge, the Fremont Bridge, northbound, kind of the overpass there. We've just seen an alarming trajectory of accidents coming off there. And listen, to put it simplistically, it's almost like if you were playing a simulation game where you took out a red light and you put in an overpass, well, then what's going to happen? Well, everyone's going to speed up. And so, again, I don't think anybody did anything wrong. I don't think FDOT's, you know, not living up to what they're trying to do and making the roads safe. But I think that's the natural progression of when you used to have a light there. And I think we all agree that that light being gone from a traffic flow standpoint, it has been very positive and valuable. That being said, what's the unintended consequence? I think there's a lot of speed that's coming off that bridge. We're seeing it in terms of accidents. And I think we beat our last 3 years already through this year significantly. I think there was something like 22 accidents in that area. So it's alarming for us. And so what I'm really going to do is just reach out to FDOT and say, hey, here are our numbers. And, you know, they're the traffic engineers. And certainly we've got good ones around here too. But so I'm not trying to like pigeonhole a specific solution. As I joked, I'm, you know, an amateur traffic engineer now for a few years. But something needs to be done. And perhaps it's that little sliver of 14th Avenue down the hill there. I would say the first right turn on the McGuire's 5K, you know, going down hill. Is that something that's needed, or would it be more difficult if now to make everybody going southbound on 14th have to go all the way down to the Bay Center or to 11th Avenue and cut over? You know, does that cause safety issues, like a domino effect?
I don't
know. And that's what I want. But I do want them to take a look at it because we can't sit idly by with that type of crash number trajectory. We can't.
Playing Frogger experience of trying to cross that traffic at that close proximity to the bridge, and as you say, because people speed, because it's the bridge into the massively wide Gregory's, all that. No, interesting. Okay, well, I'll look forward to more on that because it's I hadn't been thinking about that, and I did not know those numbers, but those are significant. We always like to end with a bit of a lightning round for you. The first question for the day is: the other day was National Name Your Computer Day. Do you name your computer, your phone, your car?
Only 4-letter words in certain moments.
Imperatives or imprecations, but not actually a name. Okay, all right, I got you.
Yeah, they all have an exclamation point at the end, but other times I call it computer. Yeah.
What time should Thanksgiving and Christmas dinner be? Are they at the same time?
Ooh, man. You know what? I'm kind of like a early afternoon guy. I'm like a 2:30 type of guy. Like, gives you enough time to prepare, but not like way late, and then you spend your entire day doing it. I don't know if it makes me feel like I saved time, or makes us speed up, you know, a little faster. Yeah. I don't know.
Are you the cook for Thanksgiving?
Is there a survey you've seen? Is there a number one time?
That's a pretty consistent. We had some people as early as noon. We do it more like 4 o'clock, but anywhere in that vicinity tends to be okay. So yeah. Are you the cook?
Okay. No. So I came up with the idea that I'm the master turkey carver. So
you're the Clark Griswold,
nice, because it allows me to minimize my time in the kitchen. See, and then I can, I've been like a good solid 25 years on that.
Oh, nice. Gig, so. Your best contribution is to stay out of the way. And I appreciate that. It's good to know your place. Last
hold
one.
A weapon and stay out of the way. Yeah.
Do you like to watch the parade, Thanksgiving, Rose Bowl, any parades on TV? Obviously you're in parades for Pensacola, but do you like to watch parades on TV?
Yeah, I like having it on in the background. I don't know that I'm an intent watcher. Maybe when Caroline was younger, but, and just to see if the balloons blow away or something.
Looking for the catastrophe.
Yeah, we keep it on the background while we're prepping.
Casual NASCAR Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade fan. All right, D.C. Reese is our mayor in Pensacola. D.C., have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for coming on at a little bit different time this morning. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good Thanksgiving.
You bet. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. And even delay-free. I don't see anything that's going to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Love is in the air at Anderson Subaru during the 2025 Subaru Share the Love event. Now through January 2nd, when you purchase or lease a new Subaru, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of four nationally recognized charities: the ASPCA, Make-A-Wish, Meals on Wheels, or the National Park Foundation. Or you can choose our local charity, the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association, and Anderson Subaru will add an extra $200 to Subaru's donation. And for every routine Subaru vehicle service visit, Anderson Subaru will donate $5 more to the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. So far, we've donated over $215,000 to help fight breast cancer in Pensacola. Share the love and support a great cause at the Subaru Share the Love event now through January 2nd at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
$250 donation per new purchase or lease. Promotion ends January 2nd. See retailer or AndersonSubaru.com/share for details.
Open enrollment is here, and this year you can enroll in a Florida Blue plan and get exclusive support from an approved Florida Blue agent. Affiliated Insurance wants to help you find a health plan that's right for you and meets your needs, not theirs. Make enrollment hassle-free this year by calling 850-477-5840. Again, that's 850-477-5840, and make that appointment with your local Florida Blue agent today. Policies have limitation. Health insurance from Blue Cross Blue Shield Florida Incorporated, BVA Florida Blue.
Running a business is tough, but getting connected shouldn't be. Data Revolution is making it easy with free installation of phones and network upgrades. Whether you're opening a new office or upgrading your current setup, our expert team handles everything fast, reliably, and with zero installation fees. Search Data Revolution today to schedule your free installation and see our over 70 five-star reviews. Data Revolution is helping your business stay connected.
Okay, let's talk about renovation and how it's not like your ordinary happy ending home makeover show. Example, they are the guys who prey on homeowners and never show up to do the work. So that's why the state of Florida licenses contractors. You can check if your contractor is licensed at the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation website at myfloridalicense.com.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Business and Professional Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'll help you catch him, Clarice.
Oh, so good. Commuter, by the way. Young Hearts from the Karate Kid. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Good morning. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services say prices are coming down on 15 prescription drugs covered by Medicare, including Ozempic and Wegovy. Another round of cuts expected next year on 10 more medications. And the final season of Stranger Things drops today, Andrew. The first four episodes hit Netflix today, three more on Christmas, and the finale on New Year's Eve.
Very good, David. Thanks so much for the update. Fox News is next. The frivolous topic comes up next for us in about 8 minutes.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. President Trump off to a Mar-a-Lago Thanksgiving, still working on the Russia-Ukraine peace deal.
We're having good talks.
Says he's dropped the Thanksgiving deadline with a lot of delicate details.
Talking about going land both ways and trying to clean up a border. You know, you can't go through the middle of a house. You can't go through the middle of a highway. So they're trying to work something. It's a complicated process.
Miles to go before they sleep for 72 million Thanksgiving drivers. Hertz says today's the number one rental car pickup day. And this lady flying at Atlanta Airport with a good reminder about her travel partner.
That's why I'm here early, but then Mr. Thing forgot his ID. So now we have to wait on his mother to bring his ID so we can keep it moving through to TSA.
FlightAware finds it's mainly moving, most delayed at Minneapolis, Dallas, and D.C. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got mostly sunny skies. It is 66 degrees in Pensacola. Well, it's one of the busiest times of the year for travel. The Thanksgiving rush is on. Officials say make sure you prepare for a crowd at the airport and give yourself some extra time before your flight. Check your status before you leave home. If you are worried about parking at the airport, if you're traveling out of Pensacola, you can see which lots have space at flypensacola.com. The father of Trayvon Jackson speaking out after his son was killed in a shooting at Milton's Lucille Johnson Park on Monday. He describes his son as being a loving person.
He was reaching out to the community, trying to do good things in the community. You know, this is crazy. It doesn't make any sense, but my son is not a violent person. He was here, and those that know him know he was working through the community, giving out food through the community, working in the community, you know, becoming part of this community that I grew up in. I grew up in that same park.
Jackson was a father of two. He'd recently moved back to Milton. Police have charged 21-year-old Jaden Jamerico Wright with the murder. Wright's being held without bond. Investigators say the shooting was intentional and the men knew each other. They're still working to piece together what led up to the shooting. Escambia County is looking for volunteers to serve on its Affordable Housing Advisory Committee. The board is seeking to fill seven positions representing different sectors, including home builders, real estate professionals, affordable housing advocates, and essential workers like teachers and healthcare professionals. Applications are due by 3 o'clock Friday, December 12th. Committee members serve three-year terms and meet at least quarterly. For more information, visit myescambia.com. State tourism officials are celebrating record-breaking numbers. Visit Florida releasing its 2024 Economic and Fiscal Impact of Tourism Study. It shows Florida welcomed 143 million visitors. Also, tourists generated an economic impact of more than $133.5 billion. Governor Ron DeSantis said yesterday Florida is the top destination for travelers because we've prioritized freedom and safety. Well, Sunshine's community in Pensacola served up its big Thanksgiving dinner this week. The organization hosted their Feast of Love. They've been doing that for 16 years now. This year, they partnered with other community groups, hoping to reach a record-breaking crowd. And the expansion comes as families, of course, have been struggling ever since the recent government shutdown.
It smells like Thanksgiving in here. I'm really excited about it, and I hope they get to take something home, too.
And that's one of their volunteers, Gabe Valamont. They prepared more than 35 turkeys and all of the traditional sides. PPD helped to serve the plates. The line wrapped out the doors. Families came to get a hot meal. Earlier this week, we learned that South Florida Congresswoman Sheila Sheriffless McCormick was facing federal charges. She's accused of a multi-million dollar COVID relief overpayment of using that $5 million overpayment to fund her 2021 congressional campaign. Her attorney says the case is politically and racially motivated.
DOJ decided to indict a black Democratic congresswoman without giving her attorneys the opportunity to meet with them. And I think if there's anything that we have learned in recent times, this government is willing to charge and indict and arrest somebody without actual evidence.
Prosecutors say they do have evidence, including text messages between the congresswoman and co-defendants and checks that were written from money used from that overpayment. 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right, brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, carrying a full line of meats, fine wines, and cheeses, corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. Still rolling accident-free right now. Let's keep up the great work. I-10, I-110, everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing some beautiful weather today with a nice breeze out of the north, high near 71 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 42. Your Thanksgiving forecast looking lovely and sunny. We'll have a nice breeze with temperatures around 63 degrees for your high. Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 38 degrees. Going into your Black Friday, nice sunny skies with a high near 60 degrees. And Friday night, temperatures dropping near 45. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. We've got 65 degrees with sunshine this morning. Our next news in 30 minutes, and breaking news anytime it happens. Your money now this hour. Our markets are opening higher here this morning on Wall Street. The Dow's up about just under 0.5%, up 217 points at 47,329. S&P's up 0.5%, 33.75 points at 67,98.63. And the NASDAQ currently up almost 0.75%, 144.5 points at 23,176. Looking at that 10-year bond rate, it's up today, 4.025%. Gold prices are up a buck, 41.41 even. Silver's up 85 cents at 51.81. And crypto, Bitcoin's up just barely, at 87,268 today. Ethereum's down 71 cents at 23,2930. Solana, Dogecoin, XRP are all down as well, but none of them by a whole lot. Taking a look at our financial headlines today, 6 in 10 full-time employees say they're planning to look for Cyber Monday deals while they're at work this year.
Most of them say they don't feel guilty about it because everyone does it. That's according to a survey by Coupon Follow. Throughout the rest of the year, employees spend an average of nearly 2.5 weeks shopping online during work hours. I'm Monica Nelson.
Thank you very much, Monica. Inflation edged a bit higher in September, according to government figures. The Producer Price Index, which measures wholesale prices, increased 0.3%. Higher prices for gas, food, and cars amounted for much of that rise. The PPI, of course, the last piece of inflation data that the Federal Reserve considers before its December meeting on interest rates. HP says it's going to cut between 4,000 and 6,000 jobs by 2028 as it increases the use of, you guessed it, artificial intelligence. CEO Enrique Lores said on Tuesday that he's expecting that move to create $1 billion in savings over 3 years. The FAA is investigating Amazon after one of its delivery drones snapped an internet cable in Central Texas. The incident reportedly happened last week when an Amazon drone was dropping off a package in Waco. One of its propellers got tangled in the cable line. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
It's the final game of the regular season this Saturday as Florida State travels to Gainesville for a matchup with the Florida Gators on the Seminole Sports Network, presented by Wolfson Children's Hospital.
It's the final game of the season for FSU.
After a loss last week to North Carolina State, the Seminoles are going to take on the Gators this Saturday with the kickoff set for 3:30. FSU versus Florida State, right here on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Andrew McKay from the Pensacola Morning News, thanking you for helping us fill the Mayflower.
Hey, this is Chris Bryan from Pensacola right now. Just want to thank you, Pensacola, for helping us to fill the Mayflower.
I'm Dee Dee Flounlacker from Mana Food Pantries, and we have had a great day today, raising nearly 50,000 healthy meals for this community. Thank you to everyone.
Thanks for filling the Mayflower!
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, in case you did not know. Your bird should already be thawing. If it's not, it's going to be trouble. And if it's not been thawing yet, you should definitely not be deep frying it tomorrow. So just, you know, plan ahead. You can thaw a bird relatively quickly in water, in cold water. It does need to be cold. It does need to be covered. Just don't do it in the open air. That's bad. But, you know, aside from all that, tomorrow's bird day. It's Turkey Day. It's Thanksgiving. It's the day when we think about the, you know, discovery, founding of our country. We think about getting along. We think about getting fat and having prosperity and all the things that go with it, and a day of proclamation for prayer and fasting and all the things historically. But right now I want to talk about side dishes. Because
that's you.
That's how it
goes. Something you
that's
think
right.
about.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So 437-1620. It is a question we've asked before, but it is still a good question to ask. The question is, aside from the turkey, what is the side dish? Because really, everything is a side dish to the turkey, okay? Aside from the turkey, and don't call me with your ham. You know, don't call me with your we make ribs. Don't call me with your brisket. John Pickin we make brisket nonsense. I got a gasp from the other room even on that one.
Yeah.
You can still bring me some. Just don't bring it up on the air.
Oh, anyway, wouldn't if I were you, John, but you can bring me some.
Wow, so, I'm glad we got a big one.
What is the side dish that it's not Thanksgiving without? What's the must-have? What's the and listen, everybody has a little different view. This is a place for tolerance. It's a safe space. We're not doing talking sticks and, you know, comfort fidget spinners, but we are, you know, we'll be nice to you, as nice as I can be, which is maybe not all that nice. John, what's your have-to-have side?
Oh, stuffing.
Okay.
Stuffing. I have to have that.
Made in the bird. Don't care.
I don't care how you make it.
Anything,
I just need stuffing.
Stovetop.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever is good. Yeah. I know this will make those of you who hear me talk about cooking doubt my cooking skills, but as many times as I have made Thanksgiving, it is it's always stovetop. My wife likes stovetop. The boys
really?
Love stovetop.
It's good.
I eat stovetop.
You have not had homemade dressing.
Oh, no, then. I have had it 1,000 times, dear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
not
never
not
as
my
good.
Grandma's.
It's nasty most of the time.
No, I promise.
They put
I'll bring
celery
you
in there. They put livers and kidneys and gizzards and whatnot in there. There's all kinds of. I've had all different kinds, and in my family we make it. It's easy. Everybody's happy. So yeah, but I'll cook all the things anyway. Okay, so for you, the essential side dish is.
Well, I can't narrow it down to one though, because I was raised in the South.
All right. Well,
there's two, honey.
Oh.
There's the sweet potato casserole with marshmallows on top, and then you got to have the green bean casserole.
Green bean casserole,
with
yes, ma'am.
Fried crispy onions on it.
Oh yeah,
I love
those
we got
so
we got
good.
Texas John talking to what do you got there? South Carolina? What is that?
Oh,
Georgia.
No, honey, Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
That's Georgia.
Sorry.
That's Georgia right
Georgia,
there.
Baby.
My fault. Yeah, you know. So I'm in an awkward position here.
Very.
Here's
very,
why.
Very. You northern are you?
Well, that's not the reason. I mean, that's always true. Because I've made a decision about what I'm making tomorrow, I'm not super settled on this decision.
Would you like our guidance?
I'm going with neither green bean casserole nor sweet potato casserole tomorrow.
What?
And hear me out.
No.
Hear me out.
Nope.
At least
do
green beans.
I am the only one who eats the green bean casserole, and I love it.
So make it.
Okay.
It's
hear
really
me out.
Easy.
That's I know.
Pour the green beans.
But that's one. Green beans here, cream of mushroom soup here, bake. Boom. I mean, you know, put some Ritz on top if you want to, whatever. Or some fried onions or whatever.
Onions.
You know,
yes.
You can do a lot of things. Okay.
Okay.
The sweet potato, though, is, again, now this is one my boys will eat, and they love it. But they will also eat mashed potatoes. I have to do mashed potatoes because that's
yes.
Have to do mashed. See, that's when I say, like, the have to is the mashed potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
So that was your answer.
That's my have to.
Okay. Okay,
mashed potatoes.
Yeah, and I would agree with that.
Because you're making gravy, you're going to have gravy naturally from the bird, so you got to have mashed potatoes. So then everything else becomes second or third tier. And if I'm making mashed potatoes, I don't need to also have sweet potatoes, especially because it's going to be me who eats the leftovers. I make sweet potatoes for the boys all the time. It's the one that's breaking my heart, frankly, mm-hmm. is to not make it. Mm-hmm. But I decided I'm just doing simple this year. We're down a kid.
Tell me you're not using instant mashed potatoes.
Oh,
please.
God, what's
do
you
wrong use with the
you?
Potato?
No.
Okay,
oh,
good.
See, he is.
I peel
you
a potato.
Are?
I start okay. from. I start from.
Thank
from
goodness.
Peeling.
I was just like,
oh,
God.
Stovetop had me worried.
No, don't draw other inferences from that.
Well.
Yes. Real bird.
Not just from that.
Real potato.
Yeah, it's not just from that.
So our lineup is bird, mashed potatoes, gravy, stovetop, deviled eggs. Our family loves deviled eggs. We always do. And then probably, yeah. I mean, that's probably corn.
Yeah?
My family likes to put corn on their mashed potatoes. I do a sweet corn kind of casserole-y thing, and it breaks my heart every time. But they all love to do that. I don't get it. They got it from their mother.
Does your family have a traditional dish that's just in your family that has to be there every year?
Not for historically, I used to make an apple pie. I'm not even making apple pie this year. We're just doing
You've been a slacker this year.
I am. I'm going half speed this year.
We have this cranberry apple casserole that's so good, made with oatmeal, and it's actually good enough to put on ice cream later.
You know what will what will be good about that is when you bring that in to follow John's brisket tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I will take that. I love that.
It's really good.
I did one year try to make cranberries from scratch, you know, from actual
so good.
Cranberry.
Oh,
it
yeah.
is so much richer. The
so
flavor
good.
Is, it's a completely different flavor and texture than the bloop that falls out of
Do
the can.
Do that again?
No, I did it one time. You know what I mean.
Oh.
All right, John Pickens has got traffic.
I was waiting for it to
John Pickens. I got some on my shoe. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. We're still looking good on I-10. I wanted. Congratulations on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, my God. We have so many texts. Let me see if I can get to some of them. Somebody says 437-1620. The question of the day was, what's the key side? What's the side you got to have? What's the, other than turkey, what's the thing that you've got to have? Somebody says, in years past, what was the deal breaker? What's the, you know, if they'd serve it, you're not going. That's always fun, too. Don't be the experimenter at Thanksgiving. It's not a time
yes.
for experimentation.
Truth.
Somebody says, you can thaw the turkey in whiskey. Oh,
whiskey.
I bet that would be amazing. Of course, then what do you do?
Well, you have to drink it.
Well, but then what do you do with the whiskey? Because the whiskey was in the cold, the salmonella bird, which is not good. But I bet the turkey would be amazing.
I have so many thoughts about that.
Texas Roadhouse rolls with cinnamon butter. Oh, okay.
Oh, I've got the cinnamon butter at home.
And Texas Roadhouse rolls is my wife's, like, because she can't get Ryan's Steakhouse anymore. Mm-hmm. She'll get Texas Roadhouse instead. Let's see. Got to have cranberry sauce to eat with the turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, on the sandwich, not at the time of the bird.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
No, that's gravy. Gravy goes on turkey, not cranberry.
I'm with the listener.
All right.
Let's just do the whiskey.
let's see. Traditional sweet potato souffle.
Wow.
Ooh, yum.
Non-traditional beer candied bacon. All right. I will go bourbon, though, on the bacon. But, okay, either way, you know, you can have it. Add alcohol. It makes it better. Cranberry sauce, Mike says, not the jelly-like stuff from the can. Fair. Mm-hmm.
Bloop, bloop.
Also, add a little bit of orange to that, too. A little orange peel. It'll really bring out the flavor. Let's see. Green bean casserole. Amen.
Amen.
James says mashed potatoes. I see that was Wally on the green bean casserole. James says mashed potatoes. I like to sculpt mine into Devil's Tower like Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
Oh my God.
It's such a classic. Okay, so I'm gonna real fast. This is me typing fast. There it is. Okay, hold on. Just it's worth it. It's worth it. Trust me.
This means something. It's important.
I never thought of Close Encounters of the Third Kind as a Thanksgiving movie.
There you go.
Until now, the prominent role played by mashed potatoes.
So funny.
There are so few Thanksgiving movies. I mean, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is almost the only one. It's not the only one, but it is almost the only one. Let's see. Danny says cornbread dressing and giblet gravy. I don't like parts I can barely pronounce. And cranberry sauce. Just can't decide on a favorite side, but a must is sweet potato casserole with cornbread dressing, of course. You put pecans in your sweet potato casserole?
Yes, on top.
Good girl. And I don't do the mush. I don't do the marshmallows, but I'll.
I don't anymore. When we had the kids, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. See, yeah. I do the like brown sugar and butter, and then more butter and brown sugar and
get more butter.
A little bit of extra brown sugar and butter. Green bean casserole has to have Worcestershire sauce.
On the side.
What?
Maybe
Worcestershire sauce and green bean casserole.
Ooh, that might be good.
I'll try anything.
I will try anything one time.
Put it on the side.
And crunchy fried onions. Sweet potato casserole is an affront to the holiday. Sorry. Oh, wow. All right. It's a fight. How is it not? Mashed potatoes and gravy. Yeah, that's me. Somebody says, I'm not sure what they're saying blasphemy about, but they said it. Dressing with, it says goblet gravy, which is kind of funny. It comes in a mug. Giblet gravy, I think they meant. Ditto Meg. Canned cranberry sauce, fight me. Okay, all right. My dad is the canned cranberry. Whenever my dad visits for Thanksgiving, we always have to have the cranberry sauce out of the can. My mother's stuffing recipe, apple, sausage, bacon, onion, mushroom, celery with Pepperidge Farm seasoned bread cubes cooked inside the bird. I mean, it sounds amazing. Mm-hmm. Candied sweet potatoes. I don't do sweet potato casserole. I just bake them. We go to Wawa and get the gobbler. All right. I have a question. Oh, that's a different subject. Okay, I can't. That's not related. And then somebody, my friends Jess and Chase at the Flourish Food Truck just say the essential side dish is the Flourish Food Truck.
Yes.
Some of those famous homemade dressings look like a pan of sloppy puke. Maybe it's my husband's corn and mashed potatoes is the best. It's true. It's, you know what? Actually, a lot of homemade dressing, what gets me is the texture. I can't do it. Homemade broccoli casserole. If you eat stuffing, that makes you a dang Yankee. Bring 101 wild turkey. Oh, we're getting all kinds of suggestions here. Always rice and gravy. Okay, which goes with the cornbread casserole. Never any mashed potatoes. Worcestershire sauce is mixed into the soupy part. It's delicious. All right, I'll take your word for it.
Okay.
And then stuffed merlot? Merlotons? How do you say this word? It's John Hutchinson, my Cajun friend. Ask anyone from Louisiana, shrimp, crab, beet, stuffed. What's a merloton?
I ain't from there.
I'm not from New Orleans.
All right, we're 0 for 3.
I ain't got no.
I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. The Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not, regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
If you need to get air conditioning work, heating work done, plumbing, electrical, a generator either maintained or installed for the first time, Peden. They take care of all of that stuff. You know, it began as an air conditioning company, but over time it grew and grew and grew from Panama City to all these different things and all these different places, all the way from Tallahassee, all the way to Mobile and all points in between back in 1969 to today. Quality products, good trained professionals with a 100% satisfaction guarantee on their installation. And right now, if you want a smarter, safer home, Peden's got an $89 smart home consultation. Their licensed pros will design a custom plan that connects your comfort, security, and energy savings into a simple, single system. You can start living smarter with Peden, PEDEN.com.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Severe from Vicks.
Sinex Severe nasal spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Severe instantly relieves nasal congestion and works 6 times faster than nasal decongestant tablets. The 12 hours of relief allow you to get back to the moments that matter without congestion.
Daddy, we need more balloons.
On it.
Try Sinex Severe from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Get ready for a powerful conversation that could change your relationships for good. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 as nationally recognized relationship trainer Julie Nice joins the show. With over 20 years of experience and appearances on Dr. Phil, Julie brings real talk and real solutions to the table. That's today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, that little droid is going to cause me a lot of trouble.
Oh, he excels at that, sir.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
That line is so perfect. That one note delivered that way is just such a... it's haunting and
beautiful. I didn't hear you try to hit it, though.
Oh, no. I wouldn't ruin it. You got to learn when to respect the art, bro. 8:56 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. We got an ongoing a cappella accompaniment from Meg over there. John Pickens has got, which I love.
I
love it when people sing and dance and have a good time.
It's a great song. You can't not do it.
I'm gonna quote one of my all-time favorite, not favorite movies, The Karate Kid 3. Never trust a spiritual advisor who doesn't dance. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Wow, that's deep. Deep thoughts.
There you go.
With Andrew McKay. All right, no accidents to report to you right now, nor delays. Everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
You know how Candy always says I make everything worse? I ruin everything with my mouth.
She says that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she says that. I'm about to do it. You ready?
Uh-oh.
You got to figure that Jesus danced, right? I mean, I don't know if he was doing like the running man or
he
the
does
moonwalk.
In Jesus Christ
he
was Superstar
well,
in
that's
Godspell.
Different. Yes, that's true. What did you say, John?
Nothing.
I didn't say what you said. You feel so bad about it.
I was wondering if someone was going to catch
I mean, I don't think Jesus probably did the waltz, but I could see Jesus doing the running man, you know?
Line dancing.
Sermon on the Mount, you know?
Yeah.
Boot scoot boogie, sure. Why
that's
not?
Right.
And so now that'll be in your head.
Yeah, I know.
Now you're going to get a lot of texts and emails, Andrew.
Thanks.
Pastor's going to be teaching you about the Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are the poor in spirit and blessed are those who can line dance. And you'll be picturing Jesus up there doing the Carlton or something. I don't know what's wrong with me today. It's today's not unique. Okay, so if you need to get that image out of your head, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty are just really good at selling homes, good at buying homes, good at helping give you advice. In fact, you know, one of the things I say to people is you tend to make the decision and then you call the realtor. Why not call the realtor to ask her for input so you make a good decision? Instead of getting your hopes all up about something or getting committed to something, why not go talk to Christina Leavenworth and see, you know, hey, here's what I'm thinking about doing. Here's what I think my budget is. I kind of like to own a house on the beach, you know, sometime. Can I do it now or should I wait? You know, is it time to move? Is it time to not move? She's actually talked to people where they call her to sell their house, and she's like, after talking with you, I don't think that selling your house will actually make you any happier. I think that you're just as happy right where you're at, you know, plus with the interest rate you got right now. And she'll walk you through all of that stuff. She doesn't mind turning down a customer if it makes sense, you know, to give them that advice. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty. 858. What were you doing, Meg? I tried not to look at you. You were over here flying like an eagle. I didn't get what it was for. You were doing the crane stance for... No, I don't... Oh, you're... Okay, I don't... I'm just going to not ask. All right, 437. I mean, it's too late to not ask. I wish I could go back in time. You know, you ever feel like you need a 10-second delay dump for your life?
Hold on a second.
Man. All the time. Oh, my goodness. You have no idea. All the stuff we have not gotten to today. There's so much stuff. IP is giving away $65,000 in community grants to all kinds of local things, just doing good stuff. Love to see folks doing good stuff. The state got approval to start enforcing that social media law that requires under 14 cannot get an account. 14 and 15 can only get an account with parental approval, and you're going to have to go through age verification now. Basically, the judge said, look, this is not particularly intrusive. This is not particularly a high bar, especially given all the real harms we know that come from young people in social media. I would say that come from most any people in social media, but certainly under 18s. I still am of the opinion that you know, if you can't drink, you shouldn't be able to do social media, and you certainly shouldn't be able to do them both together. that's a separate conversation. So anyway, this is good news to me. We're going to start enforcing this law soon, I hope.